time for the news, sports and weather.
Good morning, I'm Maeve Ryan with the latest news, sport and weather. Starting with national news, Luxembourg has the world's second highest divorce rate, according to the latest figures. The data shows that 66% of marriages ended in separation, just behind Portugal. Globally, Portugal leads with a 71% rate, while Spain, France and Belgium also rank among the highest. Luxembourg's highly international population, as well as recent legal changes, are said to have all contributed to the statistics. Luxembourg City has unveiled its 2026 budget, presenting €1.3 billion in revenue and record investment as a sign of stability in uncertain times. The plan includes more than €700 million in infrastructure projects and record social spending of €183 million. Major commitments such as the Beggen wastewater plant expansion and contributions to LuxTram are also factored in. The budget will be debated on Friday with a vote set for next Monday. A car left the road in central Bettenburg this morning, hitting a traffic island and causing rush hour delays. The incident occurred on the Route de Luxembourg as the driver was heading towards the Route d'Esch. According to initial reports, the vehicle veered off the road, mounted the traffic island and struck a road sign. The crash caused knock-on effects for morning commuters. In international news, it's a decisive day for the French government with a second vote on the 2026 Social Security budget expected late this afternoon. The result is likely to be tight as the right accuses the government of making too many concessions to the left, particularly after scrapping the controversial pension reform. And Ford and Renault are building two electric cars together for the European market. The American and French automakers have announced that two types of electric cars for Ford will be built on a Renault platform in northern France, with the first expected to go on sale in 2028. Turning now to sport. In athletics, Ruben Quirin-Jain and Patrizia van der Wecken were named Athletes of the Year at Luxembourg's FLA Awards. Quirin-Jain won for his steeplechase breakthrough, while sprinter van der Wecken missed the ceremony due to training abroad. And in cricket, fast bowler Mark Wood will play no further part in the Ashes Tour and is to fly home from Australia at the weekend, England announced today. The 35-year-old returned to action in the first test in Perth after surgery kept him out for 8 months, only to miss the second match in Brisbane after his left knee flared up again. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It's mostly cloudy at the moment with hazy sunshine breaking through by early afternoon. It will stay mostly dry with temperatures rising to 10 to 11 degrees. Currently, it's 8 degrees.